You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Tell you what, the tennis has been spectacular, and it continues today on ESPN and ESPN2. Primetime, you will see Venus and Serena playing doubles. You will see Rafa Nadal in action. And as always, every point is streaming live on the ESPN app. All right, we just told you Bart Scott's going to join the conversation for our second hour. And Bart, I want you just to get your take on this before we do anything else. Just what this juke right here, that's an American 7. What about that? Can you make that move?
That is R2-L2. That is a ACL waiting to happen. I mean, you look at that happens, and then, oh, wow, whoopsies. We would call that the stanky leg back in the hood, you know what I mean?
Could you make the move? I mean, you don't want to be the guy playing defense, but have you got that move in your prime?
I got to sweep the leg like a Karate Kid, man.
That's from American 7's Football League. He's Bart Scott. The squad is awesome today. We are live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Marcus with us today. Mike Tannenbaum with us today. Diana Russini with us today. But it's Adam Schefter who provides us with the story this morning. Breaking news into our newsroom in the last few minutes, directly from Schefter's Twitter feed, that the Broncos and Russell Wilson have just reached agreement on a 5-year, $245 million contract extension that includes $165 million in guarantees. That now ties Wilson to Denver for 7 total years and $296 million. We told you moments ago he'll be 40 years old when this contract or his current connection to Denver technically would run out. So theoretically, this now ties into the Broncos for the remainder of his career. We just had immediate reaction from Mike Tannenbaum, from Marcus, and from Diana. We've not gotten reaction from Bart Scott. What do you think of this deal? What does it mean, Russell Wilson in Denver?
I mean, it means that they're going to have security. You know, the Denver Broncos have struggled with being able to draft a quarterback. This is a quarterback in the middle of his career. They're going to take him all the way to the end of his career. This gives them stability. This allows them to build their team around Russell Wilson. This makes them a legitimate threat for a Super Bowl sometime during the next 5 to 7 years. But, you know, for me, I love the aspect of what this means for Lamar Jackson and everybody else, because he's $15 million more than Deshaun Watson. Of course, the guaranteed money isn't there, but the guaranteed money just went up for Lamar Jackson, because if Russell Wilson's going to get 165, you know, and you look at Kyler Murray's going to get 189, you know, I think that Lamar Jackson's somewhere in between the middle. You know what I mean? I think they can, you know, really go to – I think Lamar's pushed himself up to $200 million in guaranteed money and also pushed his contract up to $250 million. Because if we know that the scale is going to continue to rise, we know that Burrow's right behind him. We know that Herbert's right behind him. So the Ravens better get a deal together now, because if they want to play that franchise tag game, Lamar Jackson's going to come out the beneficiary of it, because we know that injuries doesn't matter, because Dak Prescott got injured and still got his money regardless.
That's right. So he could play that game and wind up. Kirk Cousins became the richest player in football history once upon a time by doing that. And he, with all due respect to him, he was certainly never near the player that Lamar Jackson is. And you mentioned Dak, and he's there now, and Lamar finds himself where he finds himself. Let me ask this question. And again, I sometimes am hesitant to get so deeply into the finances of it, because if you're a football fan, do you really care about that? Well, you need to, because this is incredibly important to how these teams are built. And if your team doesn't have a quarterback, you need one. So let me ask you, Mike T, the deal that Russell Wilson just agreed to, knowing what we know about it, $165 million of it guaranteed, did that just get Lamar Jackson closer to or further away from the deal that we assume he wanted? What I mean by that is, was this a good deal or a bad deal for Lamar's leverage?
I think it hurts him from a standpoint of it's another deal away from that fully guaranteed contract that only Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns agreed to. This is much more akin, as the graphic showed, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, and Russell Wilson at an average per year is now the second highest paid quarterback, which seems to be right. And if I'm now the Ravens, I'm saying, hey, Lamar, let's slot you in here. There's a deal to be done. That one other deal is done by the crazy Cleveland Browns. And if you look at this graphic, Greeny, I would take Lamar Jackson this weekend over Labor Day. I would throw the key out and say, we're getting a deal done. And it's going to look like all these other contracts, except for Deshaun Watson. And the challenge is Lamar saying, no, 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 no. I am impeccable off the field. I'm a league MVP. We're in the same division. And if he got $230 million guaranteed, I'm not taking 5 cents less. And when you talk to people around the league, that is what's holding this deal up.
All right, so let's talk about the stuff that we know football fans care about. Diana Russini, they open their season a week from Sunday against the Jets. What have people you've talked to, because there are some who might say if he doesn't have a new deal, he should not play. He should not step foot on that field. There's something called a hold in now that players will do. They don't hold out, but they hold in. Mm-hmm. You have an injury all of a sudden and you don't play. What have the people you've talked to in Baltimore told you about that?
Lamar Jackson has been remarkable in the building, on the field. He's practicing. He looks great. When I've had some text message exchanges with some players early as yesterday, the plan is for him to be the starter against the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. So unless something changes between now and then, the team is going about their business. They're in meetings. They're preparing. They're doing all their game prep as if Lamar Jackson will be under center. So translation to me is Lamar Jackson's going to go out on the field with or without a contract. We don't know that for a fact until we see him in his uniform in New Jersey, but that seems to be the plan at this point. And, you know, you take a look at some of these contract extensions with these quarterbacks, Mike, that have been, you know, completed over the last few weeks. And I'm shocked, actually, that they haven't equaled the Deshaun Watson guaranteed money. Because Mike Tannenbaum's perspective on this from a business side was a sentiment shared by a lot of agents I talked to. I'm not signing my quarterback up anything less than what Deshaun Watson got. So the fact that Denver was able to get Russell Wilson, new owners, by the way, remember 3 weeks ago, brand new ownership here, came in and was able to get this deal done. This is a really big win for owners in the NFL today.
Let me get Marcus in here. Marcus, because I have had players, the old way of thinking anyway, is you don't set foot on that field without an extension. Are you okay? Marcus Spears is a human being just caring about another one, about a football player and a human being who stands to make, you know, money beyond almost anyone's wildest imagination. Are you okay with him playing this season without an extension?
No, I'm not okay. I understand that we in a different time. And to Bart's point, what we've been talking about, you can still get paid based on the Dak Prescott, but I'm not okay. Listen, man, we know this game is fleeting. We know how serious of nature and physicality that this game entails and what you may go through or may not. And very rarely are we seeing injuries that's ending guys' careers, but we are seeing injuries that's hurting guys' money. And that is the one thing, like my heart of hearts, and G, I'm glad you asked the question that way, because what I've seen from Lamar with him participating and being there, it hadn't thrown me back to how I thought 3 or 4 years ago where Lamar crazy, he out of his mind. I'm not there, but I would suggest, look, man, get this money, get this deal done, because ultimately, this is your livelihood. And let me tell y'all something, as much as people ain't gonna wanna hear this, that damn Super Bowl ring ain't gonna pay no bills, that MVP trophy ain't gonna pay no bills. When you get to the point where you start talking about generational wealth and changing your life and legacy and also generations of your family life, you gotta be very cautious about how you move. This is one decision that could determine 2 to 3 generations for Lamar Jackson's family. Now, I don't believe he's gonna suffer a catastrophic injury, but none of us ever do, especially as football players. We don't ever think in that way. But I just, like as a brother, if I was his brother or a family member, I'd be like, hey man, you need to think about going out here and playing before you get this money tied up. And lastly, like, I understand the Ravens side of this. Like, I'm not going to be naive. If you want to throw Lamar Jackson $215 million guaranteed and he's saying no to that, as an organization, you can feel slighted because that's a lot of money. And the anomaly in Cleveland, obviously, if you're basing that off of how you're going to negotiate as an agent, I think a lot of these guys are going to be in for a rude awakening.
Let me ask, Bart, I know where you want to get in on that, but there's something I need to ask you.
Yeah.
Because you are very connected to the Ravens and you understand the dynamics of things that are going on.
Yeah.
And I've not gotten your perspective because we don't hear much from Lamar on this.
Right.
And we have actually heard stunningly little about these negotiations in total because there's no agent involved. None of the places leaks usually come from are involved here. So when you see Lamar go on social media earlier this week and say, no, they didn't offer me $250 million, and when you see him liking a picture of himself in a Dolphins uniform, what does that mean?
I mean, it's no different than what Aaron Judge is saying when he told the little kid not to, you know, worry, he can always be a fan of Aaron Judge.
Right.
It's just, it's passive aggressive, right? And that's what's happening right now. But listen, to go
back. Is that a problem?
No, not to me. You know, we all understand that what he's doing. He's trying to defend himself without really coming out and saying much. But when you go back to what Marcus was saying, you know, here's why it's not a big deal to me, right? First of all, Lamar Jackson's, what, 25 years old. He's a young player. Whether the contract is guaranteed or not, nobody's cutting the franchise player.
Yeah.
He's going to see the life of that contract regardless.
I understand there's no such thing.
It's no such thing. He's going to get another contract. That's the funny part about it. This is just the beginning. Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to get another contract. But this is what you do. You're still going to get your money. At least everybody knows that back in the day, it used to be the Raiders that used to go crazy, that used to guarantee crazy contracts that made the market. This is an outlier. The only way Cleveland will get Deshaun Watson, they guaranteed the contract.
Right.
But the thing is, all you do is feel Lamar Jackson. Let's just say if that crazy, you know, one in a million injury happens, you take out an insurance policy on yourself for $100 million. That money and that payout is guaranteed. Non-taxable. So he can take $100 million out. He gets $23 million this year. That's still $120 million in his pocket if the worst case scenario happens. Now listen, back in that organization, they're familiar with this whole cat and mouse game. Joe Flacco put the same thing. He won a Super Bowl and it made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So if Lamar Jackson does that, then you can tear the entire contract up because his contract will be $50 million plus dollars a year.
That's right. And look, it's only going up from here to the point that Tannenbaum has made. Joe Burrow becomes eligible for an extension next year. Justin Herbert becomes eligible for an extension next year. We live in an inflation hits the NFL, too. Marcus, I'm coming back to it, I promise. We're going to have much more on this as we go through this hour. But the most important thing that is happening in sports right now is happening in Queens, where the queen of the court, Serena Williams, was unbelievable last night, taking on Annette Contaveit, the number two player in the world. Most of us thought that Serena's career would end last night, but Serena had other ideas. That was an ace. She won the first set in a tiebreaker. Tiger was there and was fired up. Then Serena would drop the second set, but in the third set, the power was just extraordinary, building momentum in that third set. Watch her here. Watch how shallow she's playing to return serve. The edge in power for Serena was remarkable, and she's always had that. She's also always moved so well on the court. That's what's been missing in recent years. But now she's moving much better, up 3-1 in the third. She is there. And again, look at the court coverage there as she moves on the forehand side, and then she forces a point here and then goes back to the power. Right there, Serena Williams is inching ever closer. Tiger Woods, a goat knows what a goat sees. A match point now, Serena on the return. And that's it. She wins it in three. Her career continues. Something very special is happening. And that something is named Serena Williams.
Are you surprising yourself with your level? No, I know.
I'm just Serena, you know, so I'm just looking at it as a bonus. I don't have anything to prove. I don't have anything to win. And I have absolutely nothing to lose. And honestly, I never get to play like this since 98, really. Literally, I've had an X on my back since 99. So it's kind of fun, and I really enjoy just coming out and enjoying it. And it's been a long time since I've been able to do that.
I love that first part of the quote. As you look at the odds, I mean, Vegas is starting to believe. She was 50-1. She's now 14-1. But none of us thought she could do this. But you don't get to be Serena Williams unless you think you can do it. And she told you that right there at the beginning. This is just getting started, and it could be unbelievable. All right, as we continue, Bart Scott has a bold prediction about Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy that will have you talking for the rest of the day. You'll hear it as we continue in this hour. Plus, back to Vegas. They like Josh Allen and the Bills to make the Super Bowl in the AFC, but not everyone here agrees. We're making our predictions as we get up with you on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you're just joining us, breaking news this morning, Adam Schefter reporting that Russell Wilson and the Broncos have agreed to a 5-year contract extension. It's worth $245 million, $165 million of that guaranteed. It will, for all intents and purposes, tie Russell Wilson to the Broncos for the remainder of his career. All right, to Bart.
Call the non-believers.
How did that
call the non-believers? Football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
No, I can't wait. They are the words that made him a legend. Bart Scott will tell us some of the things he can't wait to see in week one. It begins with the game I pick, Cowboys and Buccaneers.
I gotta tell you what, you talk about, you know, you don't know this is two trains that are on a collision course. You talk about Tom Brady. We don't know. Tom didn't look well. He's playing with a beat-up offensive line. Expectations are high. But then on the other side, you talk about Mike McCarthy and the hot seat that he's on. You talk about the start to the season that they have. You know, they can be, you know, 2-4 in the first six games. I can't wait to see whose season gets off to a rough start.
Next is the Browns and the Panthers.
This is the FU Bowl, right? I mean, you hear the comments from Baker Mayfield. He's trying to backtrack. You can't take those comments back. Whether they're real or not, it's bulletin board material for the Cleveland Browns, who has high expectations. Finally, they get the hit, you know, Mr. Progressive himself. You know, when you're a teammate, you can't hit the quarterback. Now you get to take him out to the woodshed and beat him with a bat.
How about the one that kicks it all off a week from tonight, Bills and Rams?
Oh, man, you talk about a measuring stick. You talk about the Buffalo Bills thought that they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, lost a tough game in Kansas City, and now you have the reigning champs with a lot of question marks, right? A lot of people want to talk about who they have. I want to talk about who they lost. Losing Andre Whitworth, you know, to retirement. Losing the horse whisperer himself, the Super Bowl whisperer, Von Miller, who's now on the other team. Can he be the linchpin that kind of pulls everything together for Buffalo? Week one, we're going to find out. That's a great measuring stick game to open up the season.
Well, the Bills have high hopes and high expectations. Let's talk about what Caesars sees. They have Buffalo as a 3-1 favorite to win the AFC. Last year's AFC champ, Cincinnati, is all the way down at 11-1. The Chiefs, you see them on the screen there. And so our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, they asked us to make some predictions. Again, they are brought to you by DraftKings. And today's question is, which team do you like to win the AFC. Marcus Spears, I will start with you. AFC champ, who you got?
I'm going Buffalo Bills, G. I'm not going to waste a lot of time. I'm high on the Chargers. I love what they did from a defensive standpoint. It just feels like this needs to be the Bills' year. After what happened to them in Kansas City at the end of that game, and also I'm reminded, man, Bart just brought it up. Von Miller steps over into a defense who will be an unquestioned leader on that side of the ball with two Super Bowl rings. And also remember that this team played the playoffs without Tre'Davious White last year. I know that's not a huge deal to people out there that likes to hear names, but when you have a corner like that, it absolutely changes the way you can play football down the stretch. And I might add, if he would have been a part of that Kansas City game, we may have looked at a different outcome. So Tre'Davious White being back, Von Miller implementing leadership, I'm going Buffalo Bills because we know they're going to be fine on offense.
Bart, who you got?
I mean, listen, like, you know, you don't have to try and reinvent the wheel. Marcus Spears set us on the right course. It's got to be the Buffalo Bills. And you also talk about the small players, the complimentary players that they brought in, bringing in Jameson Crowder, who's one of the best slot receivers in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, Gabe Davis is a budding star. You look at what he did with Kansas City last year. I think if you put your heart of hearts, and they're a team that has the easier path and the easier division as well. So you talk there about, you know, Kansas City, you talk about other teams, they're going to beat each other up with inside the division.
Yeah. So we got two votes for the Bills. Mike Tannenbaum, you have basically adopted Justin Herbert. He's going to have to become Justin Herbert Tannenbaum. It would stun me if you don't have the Chargers.
No stunning here. It's the Chargers. And it's for a lot of the little things besides Justin Patrick Herbert. What they did in the trenches on both sides, Zion Johnson, another first round pick on that offensive line. We know they could score, but if we go to the other side of the ball, Swagoo, I'm surprised you didn't talk about guys like Austin Johnson, Sebastian Jones-Day. They fortified their run defense. And then, guys, how do you close out games? Bart, you know this. You got to be able to sack the quarterback.
Right.
Not only do they have Joey Bosa, but they added Khalil Mack. This is the most complete team in the AFC.
All right, I wanted to go a different direction. And, look, I thought all of you would take the Jets. Otherwise, I would have taken the Jets because that seems like the overwhelmingly obvious pick. But you know what? We've talked about it this morning. Sometimes history repeats itself. Sometimes in Baltimore, a quarterback bets on himself, wins the Super Bowl, and winds up becoming the highest paid player in the National Football League. I think Lamar Jackson could do just that. This is a team that was the one seed in the AFC last year at a point in the season where I think they called me to come play running back and secondary for them. They were so banged up. If this team stays even remotely healthy, I believe the Baltimore Ravens have an excellent chance of winning the AFC. And DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Download the app and use the code GETUP when you sign up. Meanwhile, we had two picks for Josh Allen and the Bills in there. And you know what? He's very talented. And when I say that, I mean it literally. Bart, take a look at that. Look what he's got going here. He puts together these trick shots. What do you think?
Listen, first of all, I don't know how much time they have in between meetings, but, man, he has perfected the tough shot, man. This is amazing that he's able to do that. I couldn't do that on a video game, let alone in real life.
I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, just give me some pots and pans and try and set up like a trick shot. I wouldn't know where to put the first one. So I give you credit, Josh Allen. That's pretty good. As we continue, we got the breaking news this morning. Russell Wilson's brand new deal. How does it impact Lamar Jackson? It is the story of the morning, and we're all over it next. Plus, sneaky big news that could change everything about the college football playoff. That's on the way. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Tomorrow, SportsCenter is teaming up with College Game Day for a campus rush. Live from Columbus, Ohio, on the eve of Notre Dame versus Ohio State on ABC. Join us outside the Horseshoe with everything you need to know heading into the first full Saturday of college football action. SportsCenter's Campus Rush, live from Ohio State at 6 Eastern on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
We welcome you back to Get Up. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And as we approach the bottom of the hour, our top story today, again, this breaking news within just the last 40 minutes or so, Adam Schefter reporting that the Broncos and Russell Wilson have reached agreement on a 5-year, $245 million contract extension that includes $165 million guaranteed. It now ties Wilson to Denver for 7 total years and $296 million. 7 years from now, Russell Wilson will be 40 years old. But for all intents and purposes, this ties him to Denver for the remainder of his career. Diana Russini, let's start with the things the fans need to know. What is important about this in the big picture for Russell, for the Broncos, and for the entire scope of the National Football League?
But there was a lot of talk about this deal getting done before the start of the season. We know the Denver Broncos have new ownership that started and essentially took over about 3 weeks ago. They were introduced to the world. And this obviously was number one on their list on locking up their quarterback, knowing that Denver over the last 5-6 years have really, really struggled trying to figure out who's going to be under center. Now, the contract, the money, all of that, Russell Wilson is a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champion. He has said in the past, too, Greeny, he wants to play to roughly 45 years old. So this keeps him in Denver for the next 7 years. So up to, you know, in his early 40s there. So for Denver, though, in terms of roster, they can finally take a look at this team and not worry about who is going to play quarterback. This is the best security they have. And look, we are guilty on the show sometimes of overlooking Russell Wilson, right? We talk so much about these young guys, the Josh Allen's, the Justin Herbert's, the Joe Burrow's, as we should. But Russell Wilson's not going anywhere.
Well, you bring up a really important point. And Marcus, I want to go back to something. It was Dominique Foxworth who said it for the first time on this show. And that is that I think one of the reasons Russell Wilson may have wanted out of Seattle is that to some degree, it never became his league. That I think Russell Wilson was in a position where once upon a time he thought, okay, well, there's Brady and Peyton's league, and then when their time is done, it's going to become my league. And all of a sudden, to Diana's point, it became Patrick's league, and now it's Herbert's league and Burrow's league and Lamar's league, all these young guys. And Russell Wilson, I think, might rightfully be saying, hey, wait a minute, what happened to my turn? Is this his chance for it to become his league in Denver?
Well, he can want what he want, but it ain't going to become his league because Patrick Mahomes still going to be playing football. and Justin Herbert is ascending and Josh Allen. Look, I love Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer, elite quarterback. He's a guy you can win Super Bowls with, obviously. But that ship has sailed for Russell Wilson to own the league. If it wasn't going to happen after Peyton and Tom, it damn sure ain't gonna happen now with these young guys that we're watching play. But with that being said, like, it's okay for it not to be your league and you go win another Super Bowl and you just got another big bag, racks on racks on racks. Sierra is your wife. He's won in life, okay? Russ, don't worry about this being your league. Life has been good to you, brother. And look, ultimately, when we start talking about Russell Wilson, he does ascend back because of the situation in Denver and what the Broncos are doing. He does ascend back into that conversation of winning Super Bowls and getting to the point where you are competing against some of these young guys, obviously within his own division, for it to be his league. So I say that facetiously, but ultimately I don't think this is going to be Russell Wilson's league as we go
down
the stretch.
Don't be using all them big college words I can't understand.
But I mean, you went to college. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this though. But before we segue this into other issues here, Bart, you got Rodgers, you got Brady, you got Mahomes. They're sort of like on a category themselves. And I'm just jotting names down here. I apologize in advance for everyone who I didn't jot down. But between Burrow and Allen and Herbert and Dak and Lamar, that's sort of the wave that's coming on. Where is Russell Wilson in that sort of pecking order of everything?
I mean, listen, we talk about the baddest quarterback ever. Best quarterback in the league. That's a fluid situation. That's not an owned situation. That is a lease, right? And you have to, and rents due every single year. And Russell Wilson, I think he got frustrated because he wasn't playing meaningful games, right? And he wasn't playing meaningful games because he was in an organization that was built defensively that didn't do a great job in surrounding him with great young talent. Yes, I know Lockett was there and Metcalf was there, but they didn't have a system in which he can flourish. Now he's in a situation in a division that he gets to go against the best. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I think Russell Wilson, people forget that he was Patrick Mahomes. He went to back-to-back Super Bowls the same way that Patrick Mahomes has done. So I think if he gets there with the talent that they have there, that's why Deshaun Watson was rumored to be with Denver. That's why Aaron Rodgers was rumored to be with Denver, because they had a ready-made championship team. The only thing they were missing was a quarterback. Russell Wilson can take the league back for a very short time. I think if he wins two Super Bowls, you can say he did come and do what he thought he could do, and that's why he made the move and he made a proper decision.
Okay, and then, so now, for the audience that has joined us in the last little while here as we have crossed the bottom of another hour, Mike Tannenbaum, let's go to the other way in which this story is significant. We have a major quarterback contract situation in Baltimore involving the young superstar Lamar Jackson. We wait, and all of these other deals obviously have some impact on how that plays out. So how would you, from your experience as a general manager, how did what happened with Russell Wilson here impact Lamar Jackson's situation?
I bring Lamar in and say, hey, you're not going anywhere. This is Labor Day. We are laboring on your contract. We are throwing away the key, and we are not leaving until a deal is done. And Russell Wilson just got $165 million guaranteed. We'll give you $168, $169. He got $49 million a year. We'll give you $49.5. Let's go. Let's go win a Super Bowl, as you predicted that they would get to, Greeny. He's going to say, and this is where it's fascinating, Greeny, in our division, Deshaun Watson got $230 million fully guaranteed. He's had issues off the field. I'm a league MVP. I've been impeccable. And unless that number's 230, don't talk to me. And that's why a lot of people in the league are just fascinated to see this play out. And Russell Wilson helps the Ravens from a standpoint to say, hey, the Browns are crazy. They're outliers. They did something nobody else did. And Lamar's sitting there saying, I don't care. That's the market.
Yeah, because those actions have consequences for everyone. It's a precedent, whether the other 31 teams want it to be a precedent or not. So we'll see where that goes. I have to leave that there for the moment. We're coming back to all this NFL, but we are right this minute, just hours away from the full week one launch of the college football season. The big game is tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN. It's the renewal of the backyard brawl between Pitt and West Virginia, two schools playing for the 105th time, but for the first time since 2011. Then on Saturday, just one monster game after another. We start with Georgia, number 3, beginning their title defense against Oregon. They have the third best chance, the Dogs do, to make the playoff, according to our FPI. And then I've run out of adjectives to describe how big this game is. It's Notre Dame and Ohio State at the Shoe. Marcus Freeman will start his first full season in South Bend. He does so as a heavy underdog. And if this game wasn't important enough, there could be massive playoff implications on the line if you go off past history. Since the playoffs began in 2014, no team has made the playoff after losing their opening game of this season. So we go live to Pittsburgh, and Desmond Howard is getting up with us early this morning. And so that feels awfully good to be able to say that. And Des, let's start with that monster game that we'll have Saturday night on ABC. If history is the judge, I just said it, No team has ever lost week one and gone on to make the playoff. So someone's chances come to an end on Saturday night. Do you give Notre Dame, they're a 17-point dog, do you give them a real shot to win this game?
I tell you what, Greeny, it's a big hill to climb for Notre Dame and Coach Freeman to go into the Shoe and beat Ohio State, especially they got C.J. Stroud. I mean, at this point, Vegas has him penciled in as the favorite to win the Heisman. You have Njigba, his receiver, who's one of the best receivers in the country, Trevion Henderson. I mean, they have an explosive offense. If Notre Dame is going to pull off the impossible, they're going to have to slow down that offense. The one thing that Michigan was able to do a year ago when they played Ohio State was they were able to slow down the offense and make them sustain 10, 12, 14-play drives. This is a high-octane, explosive offense that scores quick. Big playability. I think if you make them methodically drive the ball down the field, play after play, series after series, that's going to play into Notre Dame's hands because it takes Ohio State and Ryan Day, it takes them out of their rhythm. So the defense for Notre Dame is going to have to play a monster game if they're going to pull off this victory.
All right, so understanding the way this all works, and Desmond, no one understands it better than you. This game, someone is going to lose this game in the first weekend of September, and both these teams are thinking about trying to play in the first week of January. So with the way everything shapes up, which one can better afford to lose? Which team can lose this game and still have the better chance of making it to the playoff in the end?
Greeny, I would have to say Ohio State because a year ago, don't forget, Ohio State was a highly ranked team. They played Oregon at home early in the season. And the Oregon Ducks beat Ohio State in Columbus on that Saturday afternoon. People thought, okay, it's over for Ohio State. They have no chance of making the college football playoff. But it came down to the last game of the season when they traveled to Ann Arbor. They took on Michigan. They were still a top-ranked team. Had Ohio State beat Michigan in Ann Arbor that Saturday afternoon, they would have went on to play in the Big Ten Championship and probably the college football playoff. So I think that Ohio State, even if they lose this game, they have a shot to make it to the college football playoff. Notre Dame, I don't think so. If Notre Dame loses Saturday, I think their college football playoff hopes are shot. So I think the Buckeyes will still be in an okay position, even if they lose to Notre Dame at home.
All right, so what's at stake? There you have it, almost everything. In the meantime, Desmond, I want you to hear this sneaky big news. This came across our wires yesterday, and I think it's important to make sure everyone is aware of this. So there's going to be this virtual meeting tomorrow, right? 11 people are going to get together on Zoom. They're presidents and chancellors. They're the people who make the decisions in college football. And there is a really good chance they will vote on a format, and they need to unanimously agree. But if they do, it would mean that the college football playoff could be expanded as soon as 2 years from now, 2024. So this is stuff I think, Desmond, fans care about and is one of the preeminent voices in the sport. I will just ask you directly, are you in favor of the playoff expanding as quickly as possible?
Greeny, I fought it for so long. I didn't want these student athletes to have more games, extra games, but, you know, it's inevitable. And why not? Why delay it? So I understand that they want to expedite this process. I think about a year and a half ago, there were secret meetings about expanding the college football playoff. But then when the Big 12 lost Oklahoma and Texas, that sort of realignment set things back. And now you're looking at the Big 10. They're adding UCLA and USC. And the Big 10, 10 months ago when they had these meetings, they voted against expansion. Now, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12, they're all are believed to vote in favor of expansion. So it's inevitable. So why delay it? I mean, this game is changing every day. We understand the changes that are taking place, and you can see where it's headed. So I think that they should expand the college football playoff because it's inevitable, Greeny.
And I want to ask, again, Dez, a Heisman Trophy winner, one of the great players ever, Marcus Spears, you won a national championship as a player at LSU in the previous format in the BCS. I just wanted to get your take on it as well. Would you like to see them expand the playoff as soon as possible?
I wholeheartedly agree with Dez because it's evolution. That's what's happening. We saw the NFL go up to seven teams in the playoff. It's what's going to happen. First, it's the financial ramifications. You make more money. I've always been what Dez said. I've always been the guy to think about the athlete, like how much on their body, how much of a toll are you taking on them by adding a game or having to add extra weeks to the season? But ultimately, I look at college football now as almost the NFL G League based on NIL and the things that you're able to do now and how the game is ever evolving. So, yeah, go ahead and expand it. Let more teams get in and it'll drive prices up and we'll all be excited about it. And we won't talk about a damn expansion once it happens.
Dez, I can see you want to jump in. I got 15 seconds. Go.
Really quick. Marcus hit on an excellent point. It's going to generate more money. You always talk about you always hear about the talks about expansion in the conference, but you do not hear about the money. What I like to know is where's the extra revenue going? Because this is going to generate a whole lot of money for college football. I want to know, Marcus, this is the thing that you never hear about. Where is the extra money going to go from these the expansion? It was inevitable, so why delay the inevitable? But once it happens, because there is a plan in place and they know how much money is going to generate. Believe me, they have this all figured out. Where is the extra money going to go? That's what I want to know.
Maybe we will find out soon. Dez, it is great to see you. Great to have you back. Looking forward to the season getting underway. And again, our week one featured college football lineup this weekend is awesome. Oregon, Georgia in the afternoon. Ohio State, Notre Dame is the nightcap on Saturday on ABC. Then you get the LSU, Florida State game on Sunday night. Going to be spectacular. All right, coming up, Bart Scott has a bold prediction about Jerry Jones and about Mike McCarthy that is going to have everybody talking. You will hear it as we continue in a moment. And then also on the way, Hembo is out, but our researchers are keeping trivia alive in his honor, and this one is for Marcus. Lamar Jackson next week will make his 50th career start. He's 37-12. Which quarterback has the best winning percentage in their first 50 career starts? Marcus steps up to the plate next. Get up on ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We're back on Get Up, where we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, back to sneaky trivia, and this is for Marcus. So Lamar Jackson, we've talked a lot about him. Next week, he'll make his 50th career start. Which quarterback has the best winning percentage in their first 50 career starts?
Gee, I had two guys on my mind. I was thinking Russell Wilson. I thought he won super early, won a lot of games. And then Big Ben, I think, won a bunch of games early in his career. But I got to go with Patrick Mahomes. He's been to two NFC championships and a Super Bowl, right?
It's so unfair. He is by a tie, not the right answer. Patrick Mahomes is 40-10. Ken Stabler was 49-1. The Snake. Ken Stabler. No, I'm with you. That's a terrible question. Darius, that's brutal. Hembo's out. Sneaky Darius doing a question. No one was going to get Ken Stabler. I love Ken Stabler. Let the record show his biography, his autobiography, which is called Snake, is one of the great sports books of all time. I'm delighted that he's in the Hall of Fame, although he got in posthumously. But that's a terrible question. I want it stricken from the records. Marcus should be considered as having been right.
Okay. I wasn't even born.
Let's get to something else that's going to upset you. So we had bold predictions from everybody today, but we only have time for one. So we chose, because everybody else went long. So we chose Bart Scott. Go, Bart, because this is fire.
Yeah. Well, my bold prediction is that Mike McCarthy will be fired before the end of the season. You talk about expectations being high in Dallas, the mandate that they have to go deep in the playoffs. No Amari Cooper, Tyron Smith, compromise. Their first six games, Greeny, they got the Bucks, the Bengals, the Giants, the Commanders, the Eagles, and the Super Bowl champion, the Rams. I think at best they'll be 2-4, and panic will set in Big D, and maybe Dan Quinn will be the interim coach to see if he can get a shot before Sean Payton ultimately becomes the coach next year.
Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore, Sean Payton, the specter of him hovering over all of it. Diana, what do you think?
And could you imagine it's more awkward there than it is in San Francisco in that quarterback room? It's like everyone's hunting for the job. We know how much Jerry Jones cares about wins and losses. But going back to when Mike McCarthy was in Green Bay and there were some rumblings that accountability may have been a factor as to why the Green Bay Packers moved on from him. And when you think about the word accountability, don't you guys think penalties? Don't you think discipline? All the problems that seem to have followed him to Dallas? Because it hasn't been fixed. And I think if they start the season dealing with those same issues, I'm with Bart on this. I don't think the leash is going to be as long as Jerry usually gives his head coaches.
Very interesting there. Mike T, how about you?
I mean, he has the answers to the test. I mean, I feel like they could start off 2-5, but if they're not penalized, he should be okay. I mean, let's give him credit. He's attracted a great coaching staff. They were a great offense a year ago, which is his side of the ball in theory. Just clean up the penalties, coach, and you should be okay. You got the best quarterback in the division. You still have a rock-solid defense. So I think there's a pathway for Coach McCarthy here, but it starts with penalties, Greeny.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we've had the point made here, Marcus, that cleaning up penalties, discipline, it's not something you do in a week. It's something you do every day over the course of a long time. And it's not obvious, at least, that they've been doing it or at least doing it right. How do you see it, Marcus Spears, my favorite former Cowboy?
I love Tannenbaum, my optimism, and I hate that Bart is so down on my boys. But, hey, man, I got to agree, unfortunately. Listen, right now, the formula ain't there, y'all. Like, we talking about the Dallas Cowboys. This team is not more talented than they were last year on the offensive side of the football. We don't know what this offensive line is going to be. This will be the most pressure. Everybody talking about Dak having his best season. I think he has the potential to do that. This is also the most pressure to me Dak Prescott has been under because he doesn't have all of those requisite weapons. We don't know how this run game is going to look, which when they were playing good early last year, people forget that the Dallas Cowboys was the top team in rushing in the league as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things working against the Dallas Cowboys right now. And for us to continue to have a conversation about Mike McCarthy's job or Mike McCarthy and where he's going to be, this team may not be good enough for Mike McCarthy to keep his job, ultimately. So as we talk about penalties, yeah, we know that gets you fired. We know bad records get you fired. But I'm cautious about looking at this offense and saying that they're good enough to be what everybody thinks that the Dallas Cowboys is going to be year in and year out. Maybe they will, but I'm sitting back and seeing because this offensive line is a huge question. And if I don't give benefit of the doubt to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I damn sure ain't giving it to the Dallas Cowboys.
Fair enough. And then you have just heard it from the Cowboy himself. I got to let Bart go. He's leading off First Take coming up in just a couple of minutes. We've got much more to do here as we go on Get Up. And then tennis today and tonight here on ESPN. It's been just awesome. We've got Venus and Serena playing doubles today. We've got Rafa Nadal on the court. So we've got action both at noon and then primetime tonight on ESPN2. And every point of it streams as well on the ESPN app. Again, First Take is coming up. Bart's on his way across the hall. Molly, Stephen A., they continue talking about Russell Wilson's new contract. Will he win a Super Bowl in Denver? They'll answer that question and more. Top of the hour right here on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get Up is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And before we give way to First Take, again, our breaking news from Adam Schefter that Russell Wilson and the Broncos have agreed on a five-year contract extension. It's $245 million. It has $165 million guaranteed. It has a lot of other meanings, including impact on Lamar Jackson and others. Marcus, I've got 20 seconds left. What's a final thought?
Gee, I'm excited for Russell Wilson, but like you said, I go straight to Lamar Jackson when we had this conversation. Lamar, go ahead and take your $215 million guaranteed, man, and then get another contract 5-6 years from now. That's all I can think when I think about this Russell Wilson situation.
I mean,
congrats, Russell. You got more of a bag.
He did. It's 2:30 in Cleveland, and we'll see if they get it worked out in Baltimore. Swagoo, awesome to have you all day long. Thanks for getting up. We'll see you tomorrow. First Take starts now.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.